This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Alyssa Cleansing. She's from Olathe and a former Miss Kansas 2019. So just happened, really. Even though 5 years ago, it's still recent. And then she went top 10 Miss USA and jumped into this world, which I think it's probably pretty fun for her. She is in the middle of, or she just got booted, sorry, from Deal or No Deal Island NBC. And it took me a minute to be able to understand they'd crossed kind of Survivor level stuff with Howie Mandel's Deal or No Deal. And it's pretty goddamn vicious out there.
Hailing from Olathe, Kansas, our next guest is a graduate of Olathe North High School and Whittier College, a former Miss Kansas, a top 10 finisher in the Miss USA pageant, and a former Disneyland cast member who is making waves on the inaugural season of the reality competition, Deal or No Deal Island. Please welcome Alyssa Cleansing.
Hey, Alyssa, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So, you got booted. I was sad for you. You're representing us, and I thought you were doing well. But Stephanie, you picked that fight, man. It didn't go our way.
Yeah, I ended up leaving the island last night, which obviously it was a bummer. It was not a way that I would like to end my journey there. But I was honestly, I was happy to go. I was ready to go. And like I told Aaron on the show, I was like, it's okay. I'm okay. I was just glad for it to be over.
Yeah, were you over the whole thing? Because it is a combination of hardships like Survivor style and Fear Factor style, but combined with Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, I at the point that we were at in the episode last night, it had been several days of just really harsh treatment on the island, and I honestly was ready. And I knew that morning after we had done the excursion and I knew that Stephanie was playing, I knew it was either going to be me or her. And I was okay with it being me. I was okay with whatever way it was going to go. Obviously, I would have preferred to stay and continue to play. But it had just really gotten to the point that I was ready with however the universe was going to work it out. I was ready for it.
You did that thing where you just created a fight where you just broke up with the show. You didn't know how to do it, so you're like, listen, I'm just going to start this big row, and I'm out of here.
Yeah, and I honestly, the way I was leaving the show, the edit was just kind of interesting. I did talk for actually a decent amount of time with Joe when I was up there, but I was being talked over, and at the point where I was at, where it was just like, you know, you've made a good deal, it's very clear that I'm leaving. To sit and then just like rub it in and boast about it and then talk over me while I'm having my exit time. It just needed to end. And obviously I left. And after I left, I was not aware that she continued going. So I appreciate Rob, you know, stepping in and making the comment to kind of shut that down. But my heart also hurt for Aaron, who had a panic attack and ended up leaving set. And I had no idea any of that was happening. I was being held over in a van over on the side. And I was actually held for a really, really long time. And I had no idea why. But
Well, that's the thing. They put these people, and for those who don't know about these shows, they stress them out emotionally, physically, till they want to see the weird come out. They want to see people break. They want to they don't want to lose somebody to an anxiety attack, but they want to bring you right up to that edge because that makes for great television, right? Like, that's mm-hmm. why it's at a hard place. That's why you got to use your strategy. That's why you've got to, like, you would have done better to try to seduce Stephanie and make her believe that you were close so that later on you could jam it, right?
But I really did try. There was a portion, there's so much that's edited out, truly. Like, I have heard that from other people who have gone on reality shows, but I've never really understood it until now with how much content makes the show and right. how much is out. But there was a point in time where I had, after the episode 3 blow up at the excursion, I had gone in and made amends with Stephanie, and, you know, I was like, let's just water under the bridge. Let's just play the game. And I thought that we were on good terms until another excursion came around and something happened in that excursion that also didn't make air. So there really is so much context that is left out.
Sure.
But it's definitely interesting to see what does make the edit and also what is manipulated in the edit. What's
always
things that are said that weren't said in that moment or to that person or about that person. It's really interesting.
No, I've seen it too many times. And that, you know, but you're just fresh out of Olathe, by the way, my alma mater. You what made you jump into, did you move out to California and then jump into the show, or did you actually hit that audition from here?
I was living in California okay. for 7 years. I went to college out there. I was working at Disneyland. So when I started the casting process, I was still in California.
Gotcha. Are you going to keep doing it?
Did I what?
You're going to keep doing reality shows, or was this a one and done?
We'll see. I would do Deal or No Deal Island again if they have an all-stars season. Then hopefully, you know, Joe gives me a phone call and he invites me back to the island from the banker. But what's actually crazy about this experience is I had been trying to get on a competition reality show for years. I loved Big Brother. I'd interviewed for Big Brother so many times and made it all the way to the end and then never made it on the show. And I was actually quite glad that it ended up working out that way because I got the opportunity to go on Deal or No Deal Island and be a part of the very first season, which was both like a blessing and a curse in a way, because with Big Brother, you know, you have 20 plus seasons to be able to look at for strategy, for
right.
advice and all of these things. But with this, we had no idea what we were walking into. Even when we got there, we were not told anything about the game until we were physically there filming, ready to jump in.
But you're amazing for this. You're amazing
yeah,
for this,
though.
It
was hard to strategize that.
You're gonna end up with a bunch of these. I'm sorry to interrupt, but you are, for lack of a better term, a unicorn. You think about this for publicity standpoints, you're a Kansas beauty queen, a gay Kansas beauty queen. So right off the gate, that people are super interested in, oh, really? And then you're athletic, you're super personable, you're charming, and you're going to get more of these. I mean, there's no way you don't. I mean, it's too fun to watch.
It was so much fun to be a part of, and I really did enjoy the competition, the excursion portion of it, and, like, to top it all off, I was really good at the excursion, watching it all back. I mean, like, of course, being there and feeling it, I was like, yeah, like, I'm, like, really good at these, but watching it all back, I'm, like, up there with Boston Rob. Like, I was probably one of the best, if not the best female competitor there, but I'm looking at Boston Rob, who's been doing this for, you know, years, and I'm like on his tail every single time. For this being my first like shot at a competition show with excursions like that, I was really proud of myself for how well I did. And I was having a blast doing it. Like, that's why I wanted to stay in the game. The excursions were really the most fun portion of it. I'm obviously bummed I never got to play Deal or No Deal. I'm one of three contestants who did not get to play at this point. So, you know, that was a bummer, but the excursions were really like what made it for me. I was so grateful to be a part of that. And like every single time we walked up to something and we walked up to Joe and I'm looking around, I'm like, oh my gosh, what yeah. am I doing right now? Like, this is crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You were you an adventure-type traveler before you did this?
Yes. Oh, okay. My gosh. I love it.
Good. So I also saw in your info that you're engaged. Do you think it'll survive this? Do you think you guys, because listen, Hollywood tears people apart. You've lived in California 7 years. You already know anything I'm saying right now. But this is the kind of stuff that tears people apart based on edits, what they see, what you tell them. Like, you'd have to have an awfully understanding girl for her to stay with it.
I am incredibly lucky that I do have the most patient and understanding woman by my side who I am so excited to marry.
Well, you're awfully young. You sure you don't want to just take a look around the world for a minute? This is it for you. You're 100%.
Absolutely positive.
Good on you. Good on you. Is she a civilian or is she also in the reality world, actress world? Is she looking to be famous as well?
The crazy part about this whole journey was Deal or No Deal Island was originally supposed to be teams. So we actually applied together and we interviewed together. We went through the majority of the casting process together. It was not until about 2 months before filming that they switched from teams to singles, and they reached out to me to continue to move forward. And I almost didn't do it just because I was so nervous, I guess, to go do something like this on my own when I had kind of the comfortability with it being, you know, partners beforehand. And then for that all to switch all of a sudden, I was definitely nervous to go do it. And my fiance Vega, she was born and raised in Colombia, Latin America. She has lived all over the world. She was definitely the person who was more versed to go into living in the jungle in a tropical destination and farewell in those conditions. So I was shocked when they asked me instead of her. And I almost said no. And the casting director called me and she laid everything out and she said, I just want you to know what you're passing up if you do decide to say no. And, it was on speakerphone and I was standing with my then girlfriend, now fiance, and she put the phone on mute and she was like, I will honestly be so mad if you don't do this. Like you have to go do this.
Cool girl. Yeah. And, no, nice. That's the way it has to be. Which by the way, thank God you guys didn't both get it because man, the last thing you want is to get that world combined. Like you had you guys both, what if you'd been on separate teams, compete against each other, how the whole thing would have played out. That could have destroyed you guys.
Yeah, it probably would have been an entirely different game. And with this being the first season, I think, you know, they originally wanted to start out like teams, kind of, you know, Amazing Race style. And then at some point, somewhere in the casting process, that shifted with production. And I'm glad and I'm sad that it did because my favorite moment on the island from my entire experience, the one thing I wished I had was her. And I wish she had been there to experience it because there were no cameras. When we came back from a temple one night, there was actually a nest of turtles, of baby turtles, of turtle eggs underneath the middle tent. And they all started to hatch as we walked on the beach. And this was one of the rare nights we had no cameras with us. And, you know, everyone had packed up and gone off, you know, for break. And we sat and watched hundreds and hundreds of newborn baby sea turtles hatch from their eggs and make their way down to the water. And it was just like under the moonlight. It was one of the top 5 experiences of my entire life. And it was such a bucket list thing for me. And I just wished that she was there to see it.
No, it's beautiful. I've seen it one time. I was sitting on a beach in Curacao And it was actually during the day, not night. And they started to come out from under our chairs. And then everybody had to form a tunnel to keep the frigate birds away while the babies mm-hmm. made it into the water. So, yeah, and it was maybe 30 or 40 that happened at that time. But
oh, my gosh. No, we had hundreds. It was unbelievable.
That's awesome. So is there anybody, Alyssa, I know we have short time, but because you're from Kansas City and this is you living authentically and is there anybody in Kansas City, like an ex-boyfriend or anybody in your past that's like, oh, my, Alyssa, she never told me she was gay?
I'm sure there's plenty.
So did you come out while you were living in Kansas City or after the...
No, I came out later while I was living in L.A., actually the year after I was Miss Kansas USA, so 2020. And, it was a long time coming. I knew for a really long time. Sure. I was just... it's hard to grow up in the Midwest, especially 20 years ago. There wasn't representation for lesbian women that I could see. And that was also a huge reason why I wanted to go into reality television. And I wanted to bring more representation and hopefully be that for some, you know, little girl or little boy out here in the Midwest who just hasn't really gotten to see that or hasn't really gotten to see a lesbian or a queer person that looks like
that's
them.
Right. That's right.
So, yeah, that was important to me.
No, good on you. And I don't know what the rules are, but in the old days, like a Miss Kansas situation, now I'm sure that they're more, thoughtful and human. But there was a time when, man, even that would keep you out. It was ugly. You know what I mean? Like, it's interesting, man. When you got into pageants, was it your mom and dad that put you in pageants, or that was what you were looking for?
No, it was definitely something I was interested in. I tried, like, honest to God, every sport in the book, and I was not very good at them. So the fact that I was really good at the excursions on the show was crazy to me. And I tried dance, and I tried cheer, and just nothing was really working out. So I remember being at a dance competition, and there was, like, a booth for a pageant that was advertising there, and picked up a pamphlet and entered, and, like, the rest was just history. So, I competed for 10 years.
The movie, But I'm a Cheerleader, keeps coming to mind. You've seen it, right?
Yeah, I actually watched it recently. We watched it on the plane going to London when I proposed to my girlfriend.
It's a great movie, but I'm just, the whole time we're talking now, you're like, and I was a cheerleader. And I was like, but I'm a cheerleader.
Like, yeah, definitely same vibe.
Perfect. Alyssa, hey, you come back through Kansas City to visit family or friends, man, you can always come by the show and hang, and I'm proud for you, man. Stay in it, and congratulations on your marriage.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Take care. Thanks, Ed. That's like a so hot. The chick who is a cheerleader, super hot, Miss Kansas, beauty queen, lesbian, mm-hmm. and I believe she has dabbled in men at some point. Who knows? Maybe she'll lose her mind and come back to the ugly side at some point. I doubt it. I doubt it very seriously.
No, baby, no.
No, I never do. And yes, oh my God, there's always one twat. Somebody tell Johnny does not have an alma mater. He didn't graduate. Yes. I know that. That's a cute phrase. Oh, I hope you stared at the sun yesterday. 9107. She seemed very nice, which we went over on time. Was that all right, Jake?
No, we were good. I was worried about her. Talking a little bit about the edits on NBC with the NBC rep on the phone as well.
Well, listen, people got to know that the reality shows aren't terribly real in the sense that the people are real. What they're doing is real. But the editors are the ones who change absolutely everything. And they can make you the bad guy, the good guy. They can take your half of what you said, and then when it's out of context, it sounds awful, right?
Right.
But it builds suspense. It builds tension. And look, I cannot stress this enough. It's a ratings game.
Oh, yeah. Well, and their job is to create.
Yeah, this is about ratings. And people,
the drama.
People don't watch without drama. They got to have a fight. They got to have tension. There's got to be an arc. There's got to be a winner and a loser. All these things went that. That was the thing when we were doing Full Throttle years ago. Jesse made sure he had control to make sure that the edits were correct. Like everything you saw. Love the show, hate the show. I don't care. I'm not shilling it to you, but it was real.
Like, well, the thing about Full Throttle, you knew immediately that it was real as soon as we got there, and there were so many cameramen.
Right.
I was like, There, I mean,
fake reality shows have a single or two max.
You've said
this,
that.
This is an 8 to 11 camera shot at all times for all 9 days, collecting footage, and then you decide which story and storyline to tell. Right. But everything was in context and real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would use teasers like "We're all gonna die," which was a joke,
right?
But it was during a lightning storm, and it was Jesse being a smartass, sure, backstage. But they'd use it as a teaser coming into the break.
Yeah, but constantly something, yeah, going on, and constantly teams of cameramen going around capturing it. Unlike a lot of these shows, like you said, that it's either one cameraman or maybe two sets of cameramen, and they have a pretty good idea of what they're going to make happen right in front of them.
If you want to know the hallmark of a fake reality show, it's when the scene happens and it never cuts away and there's not one edit break. So the guy, he walks into the room where the guy pops out of the closet, where then the hero punches him in the face, and then they both run outside where the car screeches up with the other people jump outside. Yeah, well, and the timing is flawless, and it literally, there's no cutaway at
all. If the whole story plays out, yeah, in front of you in one cut, you know it's horse.
Yeah, it's a fake. It's totally fake, man. It's draining to watch that stuff.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine, like, the torture. These guys have gotten psychologically really incredibly smart at how to pick people and then how to put those people in the situations that bring out the best and the worst in them. How do we kind of starve them out? How do we keep them awake? How do we make them cold? How do we make them uncomfortable? Mm-hmm. How do we make them lonely? How do we isolate them? And then all of a sudden,
like cookie bird falls out.
Yeah, no, it's real, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.